Have you ever been in some place where, upon stepping foot inside, you just automatically knew something wasn't right? Well, that was the feeling you would get when going into the antique store just down the street from where I lived, back in DeLand, Florida. This place had so many random, crazy things. Every time I'd go in there, I was just blown away at how strange some of the stuff was. Betty, the old woman who ran the store, used to tout that her husband spent his lifetime collecting the different treasures they had inside. There were a lot of normal things in there that you'd find in most antique shops, but they also showcased a huge collection of bizarre items like Fiji mermaids, vintage medical devices, and handmade dolls that the husband had brought back with him to the US during his time overseas. Apparently, when he died, she was informed about a storage unit full of items which her husband had collected, but never put out to sell in the store before. A lot of it was junk, and she pretty much just threw it out, but there were a couple things she thought she might be able to sell for a profit. One of them was this China doll from the late 1800s. That kind of historical stuff generally sold for a lot, so she didn't want to miss out on that. Only there was something odd about this doll. While other China dolls usually had fairly pretty, colorful, detailed glass eyes, its eyes were just totally black and seemed as if they stared straight through your soul. It terrified her, really, but it wasn't her place to decide what some customer might want. So she put it out in the store with everything else. As the days went on, she wasn't sure why, but the doll made her feel more and more uncomfortable. She started to move it further away from the checkout counter, while marking its price down just to get it sold. Only it seemed like customers weren't really on board with the doll either. Anytime someone came into the store, they would just walk right past it, oftentimes making a disgusted face while they passed. Late one night, after closing up the store, Betty thought she heard something moving around behind one of the shelves toward the back. Thinking it was just a rat, she went to get a broom to whack it with. Only when she looked behind the shelf, there wasn't a rat there. The doll was inexplicably leaning up against the wall, in the shadows. After leaning down and picking it up, she placed it back on the shelf, and truly began to consider just getting rid of it altogether. It was a shame just to throw it away, though, considering its potential historic significance. A doll like that, if paired with the right buyer, could possibly bring in hundreds, maybe thousands of dollars. Not being a rich woman, that meant a lot to her. So she decided to put it in the storage room in the back of the shop, and if anyone came looking for something like it, she'd go get it out. However, the next day after doing so, a group of women came into the store to look around. After heading through to the back, they came up front saying something was broken on the floor. Betty went back there to check it out, and sure enough, a $300 teapot was shattered on the floor in front of one of the shelves. And in the location where the teapot had been displayed, the China doll was sitting there instead. At that point, she was so freaked out, she wouldn't feel comfortable selling the doll to anyone anyways. So she brought it back into the storage area and duct taped it into a box, using many layers. Then she carried it out to the dumpster out back and tossed it in. She hoped that would be the last she'd see of the doll. It wasn't. When she arrived at the store the next day, the situation was worse than she could have ever imagined. Nearly every single item from a top shelf had been tossed on the floor and broken. I say nearly every item because there was one still intact. At the back shelf, by itself, sat the nightmarish China doll, sitting in the spot she'd placed it the day before, as if admiring its destructive work. Betty spent months trying to destroy the doll, but no matter what she'd do, it always came back the next day, unharmed, seated in the exact same spot. She tried telling many people about her situation, but the doll must have been careful. It never did anything that could be observed by multiple onlookers. This caused most people to chalk up the old woman's stories as symptoms of dementia, and simply ignore her. The stress of all this took a huge toll on Betty's mental health, and she committed suicide by the end of the year. Last I heard, all the items in the store were sold off in an antique auction and ended up at different shops all across the world. No one really knows at this point who the doll was purchased by. As far as I'm concerned, though, I never go in those places anymore. As I said before, no one knows where it ended up, or who its next target will be.